From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia's president explains a decision to sell missiles to Iran. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says Iran's willingness to try to reach a settlement over its nuclear program was behind his decision to clear the way for the possible sale of an S-300 air defense system to Tehran. Mr. Putin spoke Thursday in an annual live question-and-answer session on Russian television, taking questions from members of the Russian public. Moscow signed a contract worth $800 million back in 2007 to supply Tehran with five S-300 batteries. However, Russia froze the contract 3 years later after the United Nations Security Council imposed sanctions on Iran. Monday, hours after Moscow announced the decision to lift the ban, the Obama administration in Washington expressed concern over the development. The U.S. State Department said transfer of S-300 missiles to Iran would not violate existing U.N. Security Council sanctions, but the U.S. believed this is not the time for the sale given the unrest in the region. Negotiators from Iran and a group of world powers will hold their next round of talks on Iran's nuclear program next week in Vienna. The European Union announced the April 22nd and 23rd talks on Thursday. The two sides will be working on taking the framework agreement they crafted earlier this month and turning it into a final deal by their self-imposed June 30th deadline. The group that includes Britain, France, China, Russia, and the United States and Germany wants Iran to curb its nuclear activity to ensure it's not building nuclear weapons. You are listening to VOA News. South Korea's President Park Geun-hye has vowed to raise the Sewol ferry, agreeing to a key demand of the families of the 304 people who died when the vessel sank last year.
그리고 아직도 사고 해역에는
The Korean president said there are still nine missing victims in the sunken waters. The government will take all measures so that those victims can return to their families. The president's comments came in a speech Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the sinking of the overloaded Sewol, which capsized during a routine turn off the southwest coast of South Korea. The boat, which was carrying mostly high school students, remained submerged upside down in the same location where it sank, a reminder of one of that country's worst maritime disasters. Israeli Jews stood in silence as sirens wailed across the country Thursday, marking Holocaust Memorial Day and 70 years since the liberation of the Nazi death camps. Traffic came to a halt. Pedestrians stood at attention for 2 minutes as the sirens rang out. Commemorations began at sunset on Wednesday and were to continue Thursday with Israeli leaders attending official ceremonies at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial Parliament and elsewhere. Until sundown, radio and television stations were to broadcast programs on the genocide and play somber music while places of entertainment were closed. Authorities leading the multinational hunt for the missing Malaysian jetliner are considering doubling the size of the current search zone in the Indian Ocean if nothing is found there soon. Speaking in Kuala Lumpur Thursday, Chinese, Australian, and Malaysian officials said if nothing is found by May, the search area will be expanded in every direction through the end of the year. An aggressive search followed shortly after Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 with 239 passengers and crew disappeared from radar last March during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Sierra Leone's President Ernest Kai Koroma says the Ebola outbreak has been devastating to his country's economy, nearly crippling the tourism industry. In an interview with VOA Wednesday, Koroma said the outbreak undermined his government's efforts to boost and restructure the economy after years of civil war. He said as a result of Ebola, most businesses shut down, a good number of the mining companies ceased operations, flights were canceled to the country, tourism was almost brought to a standstill, and even within the country, he said businesses that were operating scaled down substantially. A Ukrainian journalist, Oles Buzima, has been shot dead by two masked gunmen in Kiev on Thursday. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.